Yeah, we're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, talking today with Riley County Commissioner John Ford and Riley County Health Department Director Julie Gibbs as we continue our discussion here on In Focus. Continue our topic of health care. Right now is the heart of flu season, and I got my flu shot here a few weeks ago, but this is really the time. If you haven't gotten it done yet, you really should.
Yes, absolutely. Get that done. That's one of the best things you can do for yourself to protect yourself against the flu. We currently have the vaccine available at the health center. We actually just were really busy right before Thanksgiving trying to get kids caught up with all of their immunizations. So we've been working really closely with USD 383, the nurses there, the principals, to try to make sure that students are all up to date on their vaccinations according to CDC guidelines. So we had a few clinics right before Thanksgiving, and then some more students trickled in after Thanksgiving. But yeah, we're pretty busy giving vaccinations, and that's good. We want to be busy, so get your flu shot.
Yeah. And you can just walk in, if I'm not mistaken, just mm-hmm. walk into the health department and say, I'd like to get my flu shot.
Absolutely. Yep, you can walk in. We recommend you call ahead and make an appointment, just depending on our day. You mm-hmm. know, we might be busy. Some days are busier than others, but yeah, you can absolutely walk in.
Okay. We have a caller here with a question. Let's get to them real quick. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
With the flu shot being available to the Riley County taxpayer, what about the insulin that is a tenth of the cost in Canada compared to here, or what good RX shows the shingles shot anywhere from $6 to $400, or that EpiPen? The $400 EpiPen or the $50 asthma inhaler. Are any of those things available with your good offices? Thank you.
I'm not really sure right now how to answer that question, but if you would call our clinic, and they'd be able to assist you. It might be situational dependent, so I'm not real sure on how to answer that. So I would encourage you to call the health department.
All right. Thanks for the call here. And again, flu shot's not the only preventative care that you guys offer there. You offer a number of other immunizations throughout the year. What else is offered out there?
So through our clinic, we do offer immunizations. We also have family planning that we offer through our clinic. But we not only have a clinic, and I think a lot of people don't really fully understand what all we have available. So we do offer services through our WIC clinic. So we have WIC clinic at the health department and also at Irwin Army Hospital. We also have a maternal and child health program where we offer assistance to mothers and infants. We also have our child care licensing program, which is very robust. Actually, we just obtained the Pottawatomie County contract through KDHE, so we are currently hiring for another surveyor. On that note, we're also hiring for a nurse through our MCH, our Maternal and Child Health Program. So those job postings are available on our website. One of our goals this next year is to really develop a communication strategy to try to get the word out more about what services and programs we have to offer. I know a lot of people have a kind of an understanding of what the health department is and what all we offer, but they may not fully know the services that are available. So that's one of our goals this next year, is to develop a communications and marketing strategy so that we can get the word out more.
Gotcha. Well, and another thing here that's been talked a lot about is a community needs assessment here. And are we getting close on that to having that completed?
Yes. We're supposed to have the preliminary results here shortly and the full results in January. So in January, we will have that available. That will be on our website as well as the Flint Hills Wellness Coalition website. From there, we are updating our community health improvement plan, which will also be available on our website.
Okay. And, you know, that's I don't remember when they started that. It was a couple months ago, though, maybe late August, September. And that's going to really evaluate not just here locally, but around the whole county.
Right, exactly. Yep, looking at the quality of life, a lot of other questions were asked on that survey, but it gives us an indication of what our gaps are in the community, what we need to be working toward, what our issues are.
point out a couple of things on that. It's being done by a group of Wichita State University who did the last one 5 years ago. So, you know, it isn't there isn't any bias or anything kind of built into that. It's an outside agency that's kind of working on that and kind of assessing what our needs are. And I think the last time around, you know, some of them were affordable housing, mental health services, child care services. I don't know what may change in that equation. I would probably naturally assume that all three of those will probably continue to be on that list, but there may be something else, or maybe there's something we've done a little bit better over the course of the last 5 years. But I think the unique thing about doing it the second time around is you have some data in which you can compare from. You know, the first time around, it had been years since we had done one, so we kind of starting from that foundational point. Now we can take this one and match it up to it and really kind of see where we've been over the last 5 or 6 years. And I think that's why the second one may actually, in my opinion, be more important than the first one, because we can kind of track where we've been and where we're going and kind of reverse track if we need to in a few things, or do some things differently, or have community discussions within those groups and try to figure out a new or more improved plan to try to facilitate some of those challenges. So,
well, I know there's a real push to get a lot of people to fill out that survey. Mm-hmm. I'm curious how important is it to you to have those maybe, you know, less privileged, underserved mm-hmm. communities getting their feedback?
Yeah, the last time we did this survey 5 years ago, we did get it was primarily your middle-aged, white, educated woman who filled out the survey. So we are doing our best to, or we did do our best to try to get more diverse population, so trying to get into the communities more, where we would get a little more diverse surveyor. So we also, something that we did a little differently this time around was we put more emphasis on individual interviews. So we not only had the survey available, but we were able to do some more individual interviews and focus groups so that we could get a little bit more diverse population.
All right. Well, that's good to hear. I can't wait to see the results of that community needs assessment and what comes out of that. That's really going to be a big ticket item for you guys going forward. As far as other initiatives, let's talk about your location. Where are you located at? In case people don't know, maybe they're new here to Manhattan.
Yeah, so our physical address is 2030 Tecumseh. We have two buildings, which a lot of people may not know. We do have the health department, which includes the clinic and then administrative services. We also have a building right across from us called the Riley County, the Family and Child Resource Center, but it's all part of the health department. And that's where we have our WIC services, maternal and child health program, Raising Riley, and our child care licensing.
Okay. We have another caller here waiting on the line. Let's get to them. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Good morning. Nice, cool day. I have a question. This has been asked a couple of times, and I don't know if there's been any answers to it. But now we have a new director. Maybe she could research this. And it's also kind of let the more people know about it, since it's on the best radio station in the 40-county area. How many K-State students do we serve at the Riley County Health Department that are maybe not even citizens of the United States, guest students, or others? And what is the cost of that? Because that directly is paid for by the Riley County taxpayers through the Riley County Commission. So if you could research that, and maybe the commission would be interested in that, and the public should be. So I'll just hang on here and see what you're saying about.
I would definitely have to research that, because I'm not sure off the top of my head, but I can research that and let the commissioners know.
All right. Thank you for that question. Continuing on here, as far as other matters in the Riley County Commission, it's kind of been a maybe not as busy time as most times, because we're getting to the end of the year.
Sure.
But you talked a little bit yesterday about the White Canyon Road. I know that's been underwater for quite some time.
Yeah, and this isn't the first time in 2019 that's occurred. It actually happened a year or so before, and we went through to try to fix some things. It's kind of a unique situation. This is an area of the county that's been kind of deemed recreational, yet we have 8 residents out there, and I'm not for sure the actual number of people, but As with floodwaters rose this spring, so did their main road out there to get in and out. Majority of that road actually sits on Corps of Engineer property. Some of it's within Riley County. Some of it's privately owned by some other individuals. There's a lot of different facets going on with that. Over the weekend, the water has receded enough at least that we were able to go out and get it kind of cleaned up and some rock put down and kind of get it graded. So at least they have a way in and out right now, which they haven't for the majority of 2019. It's also wintertime. I need to be able to get some propane and some other services. And of course, when you come home from work, it's nice to have a road to get home on instead of having to ATV 2 miles or something from a spot and in the dark and everything else. So the citizens have been really concerned, and we've been really trying to pay attention to that. I would keep in mind that this right now is just kind of a short-term answer. The road kind of sits in very much so a floodplain, so topography and geography kind of plays a role in this as well. Longer term, I'm not really for sure what the solution is just yet. Administrative services as well as Public Works and a few others are kind of working to kind of develop a couple of different strategies or plans of how to kind of work through this a little more longer term so we can maybe get a little bit more of a permanent solution in place. It's taken a lot of time. I'm sure the citizens out there are as frustrated as anybody with that, obviously. But we'll continue to kind of work and dialogue on that and try to come up with the best plausible solution to fit some kind of something long term, whether it's an alternative route, which we've also discussed. But half of the practical choice for that kind of sits on private property. The owners of that property aren't willing to work with anybody, don't want to work with anybody, just basically want to be left alone, don't want to have an access road for anybody else on their property. So obviously there would be some legalities that have to work out there if that was a plausible option. Longer term, you know, fortifying that road could be possibly an option. Trying to find a way to set up a benefit district could potentially be an option. Finding a way to maybe roll that over into the township up there might be another option, and there may be a couple other ones that are kind of being discussed. But, you know, as of right now, we don't have a long-term plan to solve that. It is on our radar. It is something that we're working on and trying to dialogue on to come up with the best solution both for Riley County and, of course, for the citizens up in the White Canyon area. So,
is that an area that floods regularly? I know last year was kind of a weird year, but
yeah, they've had some issues off and on throughout the past where it will flood a little bit, or you know that monsoon will come in there and you may have to kind of be inconvenienced for a day or two. But over the last 2 years, that's come up to a point where it's been inundated for quite a long time, and that goes for the point of just an early inconvenience or just have to wait for the water to recede. Really, it went underwater in March, and I think it stayed there till early November. So that's a long time to be without a main road to get to and from your residence. So
I'm curious how the homes are ever approved to be.
I've asked that question myself, and I'm still confused by that. You know, that was deemed a recreational spot back in the mid-60s. And maybe it just kind of, you know, basically, and then let me take a moment to explain what I mean by recreational. That was a spot that was deemed if you wanted to put a cabin to have that weekend getaway, or if you're out in the northern part of the county hunting and wanted to have a cabin or something just to kind of come and hang out at or whatever, you know, that's what that spot was deemed for. But over the course of time, some people kind of moved into that area and kind of made permanent residence. And I guess whether it's deemed recreational, township, you know, whatever, at this point in time, there are people living there physically, you know, on a continual basis, and still means we probably have to work out something there long term so that doesn't continue to be an issue. So,
gotcha. Well, that's interesting. And, you know, this kind of ties back into public health a little bit, because anytime there is an emergency like we saw this past year, the health department's one of the key organizations that does a lot to help folks who may be displaced if that ends up happening.
Yeah, I'm not so for sure that's been the case, or they want to displace themselves. They just want to have, you know, I think an alternate route when that goes down, or, you know, you could raise maybe that road or something. We'd have to work the Corps of Engineers on that one, because part of that specific spot that floods is on land that they own. They've been, at least in early discussions, they've been willing to try to work on something and find some thing that we can do to kind of do that. But, you know, comes with the cost, it comes with all the other stuff that those things come with. I haven't heard of anybody wanting to necessarily move out or move away from the area, but, you know, they do want to be able to get in and out. They want to be able to get propane in and out, or firewood, or, you know, life's necessities in and out, including themselves. So, and that's perfectly understandable. Of course, when you put multiple layers of government get involved in that, it's going to be kind of a slow and very tenuous process, and that's kind of where we find ourselves at currently. So,
all right. Well, let's take a break. More In Focus after this on News Radio KMAN.